Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos, direct from Germany. And this is the Christina Lu Show. And actually, we were just talking at the break, but it is true. The Christina Lu Show, which normally was the most informative part of the program for what was going on around the town, has turned into a little bit more personal sharing and giving people ideas how to get through this time of the quarantine. But there's lots going on. Everybody has a family, and if you don't have the family with you, you can make a phone call or a Zoom or a FaceTime or something. And Otto was saying that he was not putting together, he has a two-hour video. And I have to preface this, but Otto is rather unique, and he's a person I admire very much because many people wouldn't do this. But Otto has a two-hour video from Germany with people in wooden shoes. This is what I'm getting from this. Drinking people with wooden shoes.
Sounds like a Friday night, guys.
But he's broken it into segments. And it's very true because everybody will watch a 10-minute segment, especially like it's Grandpa. Oh, let me see Grandpa. Oh, and they're gonna make fun in a good way, in a loving way. They're not watching 2 hours, you know. They may watch the whole 2 hours over the next year. But that's something Otto does. But it's, go ahead, Otto, I'm going back to you. It's painstaking. It requires concentration and ability and everything else.
I think you have to look at the end result that you're trying to get, all right? It is very tedious. It is tiring. But you look at the end result. I've now been able to put these clips on Google Photos, and I can send links to people and share them. And people love it, especially right now, with the corona thing going on. They see videos of themselves. My kids, I have videos when they were babies that I have now taken and put onto Google Photos, so they never saw them. You know, these are movies that get buried. And my point is, now's the time to be able to take some of that stuff and maybe make it worth something in the future. Worth what? Knowing where your family came from, you were like as a little kid, you know, maybe when my daughter's a grandmother, just to me, it's things that are they're of interest to me. So I'm thinking that there will be people in the family who could care less, but there will be other people who really will care. And that's the ones this is targeting, you know. The effort is just for some will care. And I would love to have seen stuff like that back when my family started in Germany. But I have very little of it. Although my mother was great at saving some stuff. Good stuff, really good stuff.
It's so important. I mean, obviously, you guys know, like, I love to take pictures of things, take videos, because it really is so important. And obviously, nowadays, it's so easy to do that and then to immediately share it. You know, for a long time, I was like printing out every single picture I had, which is a lot of pictures, and putting them in photo albums, which I still personally feel like I love. Obviously, I can't do that anymore, the amount of pictures I could take on my iPhone. But it's so important, you know, like I said, especially you don't want the time to come when someone is no longer with you and been, oh, I should have did this. Oh, I should have had this. You know, so I think it's so important. I know for myself, because that's what I turn to, you know, when I'm dealing with some kind of a loss or a tragedy, is immediately you want to kind of look back on things. And it's so, so important to do. And I think it's great, you know, because as we were saying, you know, one thing a lot of us do have, even though I feel like I've been working like 24/7, there is a lot of time that you can, you know, do things that, you know, you might not, you know, even if it's just a little bit a day, you know, no one's saying you need to take on these major things. You know, I've been trying to here and there, you know, whether it's organize a cabinet or a drawer, you know, and after you do it, it actually makes you feel really good. Like I have to say, because you accomplish something that you haven't, you know, ever, you keep putting it off. I mean, everyone's got that like junk drawer. They're like, oh, I'm not even going to like open that drawer. But you could probably get rid of a lot of it. So
whatever. Throwing stuff out feels good.
It does. It really does. You feel, I've actually been saying, I think it's evident by, you know, I've been going through walks around my neighborhood and you'll see like so much. So people, I think that's like kind of the groove, you know, everyone's kind of getting into spring cleaning their home. So it's just, you know, it's little things. You got to just do what you can to kind of get by. That's really it.
The throwaway part, I think, is cathartic, if that's the word.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the appropriate word, because to have something like I was doing my basement a little bit. I've done the number of shirts I've thrown away because I wear the same stuff all the time. Actually, it was brought to my attention by Christina because Christina, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, made me a book from being on the radio show. And every week I wore a brown shirt because my wife would wash the shirt, put it on my chair, and I put it back on. I have to have 100 shirts. But I wore the same 5 every week. She would wash them, put them on my chair, and I just kept wearing them. And when I looked at the pictures that Christina took, I had a uniform on. It was like week after week. And I still have it home. I was like, oh. So now I try to rotate a little bit. But I still buy them on sale. I mean, cheap. I mean, if I find something cheap, I buy it at the outlets. I went down to Florida 5 years ago. And I went to the Ralph Lauren store because they had a big sale, $5, $6, $7. I bought 10 Ralph Lauren polos 5 years ago. And when I cleaned up recently, they're all still in the closet, all with the tags on. Never even took the tags off them. So I gave other ones away. And now this year, you'll see me in a Ralph Lauren. I'll be a big shot.
There you go. When we come back, we'll come back with a bang.
I'm in the same category. I have, I don't know how many shirts and pants and whatever. And my granddaughter, Jen, you met Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jen the one with the, who in college?
Yes.
Yeah,
she
okay.
Recently sent me, not long ago, a photograph of her sitting on my lap when she's 3 years old and her sitting on my lap when she's 23 years old. And I had the same shirt on.
Well, I think that's really cool, Otto, because that shows you haven't changed much.
Well,
so
obviously, I don't wear it that often, you know, every 20 years.
Now, did she send the picture because of the fun of the picture or to mention because it was the same shirt?
Yes. Say that again.
Did she send it just because it was a picture of Grandpa or because it was the same
because
shirt?
Because she noticed that I had the same shirt.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's
next
amazing.
Next to each other. And that I have it. I obviously don't have the technical capability of getting it up quick enough.
I love it.
But that's it. It's amazing. But if it's in good shape, why throw it away?
No, it's a good shirt.
My issue is buying them stuff just because it's cheap and on sale. Don't need it. And it's $3.99. My wife is like, so what? You know, it's down 90% and you get a coupon for 10 more and you get a 20% discount. She says, but so what? Why buy it?
I get it. Listen, we all have our things, but I just want to swing it back to the town of North Hempstead. Because,
oh, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, you know, listen, this little thing called North Hempstead. But what I really want to say is exciting. Last week was quite the jam-packed week. We had mentioned we had a big article in Newsday, had featured our Neighbors Helping Neighbors program.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Which is really exciting. And one of our very own co-hosts, Jerry Berkson, was featured in it. I mean, it is such an incredible program, and it's growing so fast. I looked quickly just this morning. We already have 66 volunteers and 36 matches have been made. So what's great is that so many people are volunteering. We're trying to get actually, but what I suggested, which I think might work, because what was I had mentioned in the article, because I'm also referenced in the article, I must say. But I had said, you know, it comes to a point when I was talking that you don't even know where, you know, who's the volunteer at what point and who's the participant, because each person is really receiving, you know, a beneficial feeling from it. So I was suggesting to the rest of my colleagues, you know, maybe eventually if we need to, we could always match volunteers with each other, you know, just to kind of get this spreading this talk. and communication. And what's nice is that so many people have been reaching out saying they can't wait for this to be over to actually go see the person, you know, and then do a puzzle with them or go out to lunch with them. So it's really amazing. Relationships are coming through this, which is lovely. And then we were also just the supervisor, a volunteer, and a constituent receiving the services. We're all on Fox News via Zoom, which was really, really nice talking about it. But I have to also give a special shout out to Nancy Mizrahi, who's the Director of Senior Citizen Affairs, and Andrea Taylor, who is one of our Project Independent social workers, because they're the ones that are sitting there really doing the matching, you know, because it's not just some like, you know, like picking names out of a hat. It's really finding out what both people are interested in and matching based upon those kind of characteristics. So we have all different ages. We have someone who's 21, you know, a volunteer. So it's really, it's cool. I mean, and as of right now, it's only for North Hempstead volunteers and North Hempstead seniors, because when these articles came out, we were flooded with calls from people who did not live in the town that wanted to participate. But which is really good is we, of course, you know, at Project Independence, what I always find very special is that, you know, if someone calls from not a non-town resident, we're not like, sorry, you know, buy a new house in North Hempstead. It's we really try and lead them and give them some kind of referral. So Health and Welfare Council is actually trying to replicate this program, and they'll take volunteers from anywhere. So if you call 311, we're able to give you that number to get you connected.
What's it in that Laura Curran said she wanted to expand that idea?
Yeah.
Nassau County.
So yeah, she had mentioned, and I have to say, what last week, it was really like an insane week, because I was on top of getting calls from residents who want to, you know, it was all these organizations calling, because they're getting, you know, the town of Hempstead called me and was like, how do we, you know, replicate? So I had to give them, which I love. I was like, I can give a whole spiel about Project Independence like all day long. And it's really, you know, we're fortunate because we were able to, from the beginning, kind of get this ball rolling, because we had this, you know, 311 call center, and then we have built-in social workers and nurses. So even, you know, our whole point is it's not this neighbors helping neighbors responsibility to give medical advice or, you know, social work assistance. So if some kind of issue comes up in that conversation, we very easily have the ability for the volunteer to call, you know, one of us to kind of get that involved, which has happened numerous times. So, you know, it's not something so easy to kind of replicate for other townships. So, but listen, Laura Curran is interested. She was talking about it too in her, one of her speeches. So I think everyone's just impressed, you know, that, like I said, North Hempstead was able to kind of get.
You know what, just before we go into our break, the one thing about that neighbors helping neighbors, it's a real nice touchy-feely thing at this point. That's really what it is. It's not a business thing. It's a touchy-feely thing that just acknowledges the town cares for its constituents and vice versa. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.